This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
Well, the oil price has spiked today following yesterday's dramatic event in the Middle East. I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. And Nick, how are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing well.
I'm sure, like me, you were watching the news coming through yesterday and seeing those missiles arrive in Israel. Of course, that is the political and the military side of things, but all these events do have huge ramifications for markets around the world.
Yes, and just before we began recording the podcast, we were discussing some of just the ramifications that you mentioned. How does this actually impact oil prices? Well, if escalations arise further between the various factions in the Middle East, inevitably what happens in that is that the demand for oil could go up, but also the supply of oil could be obstructed in some way. If there's some sort of targeted attacks to certain, refineries or oil production facilities, that could reduce the supply not only to the region, but to the global marketplace. As we know, the Middle East is a massive exporter of oil. So the oil price spike is one reaction. It is, of course, a very key market to the global economy. The price of oil impacts everything, right? If we're talking specific about the impacts this could have on the global economy, then there are many different ways we could go. Of course, it's worth mentioning just a quick nod to the humanitarian side of things when we discuss these topics. It is a weird sort of topic to discuss the economy when we're also talking about something that is a tragic, inevitable loss of life and very tough situation. But in terms of just what this podcast is focused on, staying focused on the economic data and focused on what financially, economically, these sorts of events could occur, what could occur next. Well, we know that if oil prices do continue to rise, it could defer some of the progress we've made on inflation. We know that that is the pretty standard response to rising oil prices. It causes other costs of everything else to also potentially go up. Even when you, strip out the cost of energy and food that which we do so in the core CPI readings, right? When we core measure these inflationary metrics, you can do that. But if oil prices steadily rise for a long period of time, inevitably, prices trickle, or the impacts of those higher costs do trickle down into all areas of inflation. So if we see oil prices rise, if we see conflict in the Middle East or Taiwan or Ukraine, if we see these things escalate, it is likely to obstruct the story that we've seen recently, which is the falling inflation, which has been cheered so much by global markets, not just in the US, but globally. Inflation coming down, it gives central banks the A-OK to begin the process of reducing borrowing costs through their central bank target rates. Now, again, that is a relief of pressure to the global economy, and it can allow for economies to potentially reaccelerate, employment to come back into the picture. So again, that is why oil holds the key to the continued progress of these central banks that we discuss so frequently on the podcast.
You're not, but I'm just about old enough to remember the Arab-Israeli oil crisis of 1973, believe it or not, Nick. And of course, that had severe ramifications for the global economy. And indeed, we did go into recession, largely because of the huge spike in oil prices then. Things are less volatile these days. In fact, it is strange how we don't actually see much of a reaction to some of the events in the Middle East. Having said that, Israel has a number of decisions to make as to how it responds to the attack from Iran. If, for instance, it decided to attack the Iranian oil refineries, that could have a major, major impact on oil prices, even though Iran at the moment isn't allowed to sell oil to the rest of the world.
No, that's a very good point. And again, when we start getting into the geopolitical components of this, like the what is their next move and that sort of thing, I will self-admit that that's definitely not my area of expertise. That being said, as you've just mentioned, it is very reasonable to discuss those different possibilities and how those things could impact markets. There's varying levels of retaliation, right? If there is a very strong retaliation that the global community may not particularly love from Israel, if that does occur, it's going to cause some severe uncertainty. That being said, they have many different options, as you just mentioned, and what they choose to do will ultimately, you know, be the realization point, I think, for a lot of different prices around different markets. And also, just to touch on the conflict that you mentioned in the 70s, we also have one that's a bit of relative history. You mentioned how that triggered in a recession. Well, in 2022, if you remember, when the Ukraine and Russia situation happened, economists everywhere predicted recession in 2023, largely because the massive inflation resulting from higher oil prices. So even though I think that, as you've mentioned, the price reaction here has not been ginormous at this moment, we need to keep a close eye, because it could spill into a bigger event, unfortunately so, and for markets that could, you know, very quickly turn into a resurgence in risk to the inflation story.
Okay. Meanwhile, Nick, we've had some data over the last 24 hours or so, starting with the latest ADP figures, that's private payrolls, which show better than expected growth of 143,000 in September. Now, the reason this is important, of course, is because it's another indicator as to how well the US economy is doing, and more in particular, jobs numbers. And you said to me off air that the dollar rose because of these numbers, because it looks like another indicator that maybe interest rate cuts will take a little bit longer than originally thought.
Yeah, we had the ADP numbers come out this morning, a little bit higher than expected, 143,000 compared to 124,000. And, you know, for the newer listeners trying to get a grasp on this economic data point, ADP, non-farm employment change, is different from the jobs data we get at the end of the week. This is more of the private payrolls world. And in that case, you know, good news is good news for the labor market. We do see some better than anticipated numbers. That being said, NFP still is definitely the main event this week. So the dollar was up a little bit this morning. The dollar was also strengthened a little yesterday from the other jobs data point we got. We got JOLTS job openings yesterday, which also came out better than expected. So more job openings, more hires. Tomorrow we do get the unemployment claims data, which will be our next data point for jobs. But a bit upbeat for the labor market this week, definitely causing a rebound in the U.S. dollar. We see the dollar index off of its lows here for the last few days, up about just shy of 0.5% at the time of recording this video, you know, trading up at 101.63 or so. So we'll see where that goes from here. Again, I think that you're seeing a bounce in the dollar, but it really comes down to that payroll number that we get at the end of the week. That being said, overall, the dollar has been very, very beaten down here recently. And if we do see a surprise jobs data point to follow the trend that we've seen this week, you know, it's possible that the dollar index may have finally found, at least for now, a short-term low.
And did the latest U.S. manufacturing PMI figures have any effect? Because I know that that was less than expected in September.
So the PMI numbers for manufacturing came in at 47.2. Forecast was 47.6. The PMI data on the manufacturing side has been under 50, which shows contraction for the better half of the last few years. That being said, the manufacturing part of the U.S. economy is smaller than the services. We know that the U.S. and U.K. Economies, for example, are very heavy services economies. And, you know, that number comes out tomorrow. So I think the services number matters a bit more. But yes, as you mentioned, manufacturing PMI came in a little bit light. I think when you take a look at the summary of this week, though, when you look at, you know, JOLTS, manufacturing PMI, and, you know, of course, ADP numbers, so far, it's looking a little bit better for the US dollar than perhaps we came into this week looking at some of this data.
Okay, Nick, we'll speak to you again on Friday. Take care till then.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.